It's the headline that's rocking America. Starbucks is closing hundreds of locations. Turns out they went a little bit overboard. One store actually had another Starbucks inside a Starbucks. But don't panic, because for every one that shuts down, there's still one right next door. Introducing Starbucks Next Door. Same coffee, same muffins, same shopping center. Because until now, their motto was, every zip code deserves 8,000 Starbucks. So swing by Starbucks Next Door and keep an eye out for Starbucks across the street.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
Welcome back to the show.
I'm not only the Hair Club president, but I'm also a client.
First rule of Hair Club, do not talk about Hair Club.
Today is National Hair Day.
Short hair or long hair?
Your hair is,
Your hair is...
Your hair is amazing.
Your hair is adorable.
It grows hair. Long, straight, beautiful hair.
Happy National Hair Day.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does that even work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on your Alexa device? Well, you have to enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That is even easier. We do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. And then each day, we take all those show segments and we repack it into a full-length podcast. And you can find that very, very easily on your Alexa device by simply saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And... she will. You can search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you will find a link to the podcast. And if that is not enough for ye, we also do a Facebook Live simulcast of the show segments. And you can find that at the Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces, at the Mike Show VA. All right, Wednesday Hump Day Edition. So happy you could join us today. Coming up, of course, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. Of course, we're going to get really dumb with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we got some good news for you as well. And then this... Well, okay, so we have good news. Here's shocking news. And this, man, oh man, this actually happened to Tab's dad. I said Tab's, Tab's dad. We're number one. Americans get targeted by scammers 25 times a week. Yeah. Yeah, and he just... Okay, so here was the deal, and I don't want to embarrass him, hopefully he won't. I mean, people fall for scams all the time, and this one seemed pretty legit. No, it was not a Nigerian prince. I got paid from that guy. I mean, wow, I just got my check from him. But anyway, no, Bobby got an email about something, and it looked legit. And when he clicked on the thing, and it brought up a screen that looked like a Google screen, and it prompted him to enter his username and password. Yeah. And he thought it was legit, and he did. We've got some advice. We're going to talk about this, but you know, here's my advice. Always take a look at the email address that sent something to you, or the text, because we're getting a lot of these texts. And I just got one that appeared to be from Bank of the James yesterday. Let me pull it up. It is... Okay. So, it came from bankofthejames@pla.org. I have no idea what pla.org is. That came up on my text, by the way. And that was the thing. That was, look, Bank of the James. So, all you see is bankofthejames.. right? And then BOTJ, which is, you know, always their, you know, their abbreviation. And it's a, did you permit some amount of money at blah, blah, blah on wasn't you access this? And then it's like GRUPRONT.com/ bank. It's total BS. If it actually came from Bank of the James, it would be a legit, you know, the actual Bank of the James domain. But because it had enough of that crap in there, you know, somebody who's actually not, you know, as skeptical or as burned as I am, somebody might actually just say, oh my God, no, I didn't approve that. Hell, Tab had something where these folks, it wasn't just a text or an email. It was actual engagement on the telephone where they contacted her or they emailed her something. And it said, you have unpaid parking tickets, or you have an unpaid something or other, and the sheriffs will be coming to your workplace to deliver paperwork, and she was like mortified. She was like, oh, I don't want the sheriffs coming to my workplace. That's embarrassing. And you know, there was a number, and she called it, and they said, oh yeah, well if you just pay this, you know, it was the original fine, and then you know, there were fees attached to it. It was like $300 and some odd. If you just give us your credit card number, then we'll tell the sheriff's department that they don't have to drop off paperwork. Okay, first off, it does not work that way. If the sheriff's department is going to drop off paperwork, if they have been tasked with serving you paperwork, they're not going to call you ahead of time. That is absolutely, positively not. And the second thing is, yes, the fine and the fees only were $300 and some odd, but no. If Tab would have given them her credit card number, they would have cleaned out her bank account. They would have taken it all. They wouldn't have just taken that amount of money. So, luckily, she had the forethought and the presence of mind to say, whoa, wait a minute. How about this? Why don't you send me the actual paperwork so that I can take a look at this thing, and then we'll take care of it? And they sent her something, and it just didn't look legit at all. So, yeah, she had the presence of mind to not go through with it. But how many people... And obviously, it's lucrative enough that they keep doing this kind of stuff. How many people, and this was years ago, this was way before AI. I mean, it may be in the infancy of AI, but this was way, way before, you know, all these AI and bot scams and things like that. This was actual real people that were engaging with her, these scammers. And yeah, so she had the forethought to go, now wait a minute, this just doesn't seem right. But how many people would be like, oh my God, let's take care of this, because they're worried, because they don't want to be embarrassed, or you know, maybe there's something else going on in their life, and they just want to, you know, push this aside and get rid of it. Man, it must be lucrative, but we're going to talk about this. Again, the headline, Americans get targeted by scammers 25 times a week. And we will talk about that. Plus, our top list, top things. We're going to help you here. Top things to say that will get a scammer to immediately hang up. All right. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Hello? Hello? Ugh. Why do these scam callers call but then never say anything? It's obnoxious enough some are trying to sell me a timeshare, like I got 15 grand in my wallet. But how lazy do they have to be to say nothing at all? Do they get paid for that job? Because if they do, sign me up for that gig. Oh, wait, that's kind of what I do most of the time at my work. I used to like it when my phone rang and it was always someone I knew, but now it rings and I waste my super friendly sounding hello voice for nothing. And I get the same feeling as when I got crank called in high school. Who is it? Why are they cranking me? I always had a feeling it was Billy Taylor after I broke up with him at prom. Wouldn't that be weird if it was still him after all these years? Oh, I should answer. Billy Taylor, is that you? Oh, it's my mom. Decline call. Now she's someone I wish I could get to say nothing.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Yeah, it was. The Mike Show. All right. We talked about this at the beginning of the program. Americans, this is a new poll. Americans get targeted by scammers more than anyone else in the world. Number one for scammers. We're number one. We're number one. Yay. We deal with 25 iffy messages a week, or 3 to 4 per day. That includes 9 calls per week, another 9 emails, 7 scammy text messages, 4 turtle. How many turtle doves? Oh, 2 turtle doves and a partridge and a pear tree. Yeah, if you add it up, it's more than 1,000 bogus attempts a year. They polled people in different countries, and on average, Americans get targeted twice as much as everyone else. The British,
hello!
Yeah, are the close second at 21 times a week. Americans also have the most emails sitting in their spam folder right now, an average of 350 of them. Let me check and see what's in my spam. Bulk mail, junk email. It won't tell me how many are in there. There's a lot. Bulk mail. It won't tell me how many, but I have 44,923 emails in my inbox. Anyway. So, getting back to the story. Anyone can fall for a scam if they're not careful. And 23% of people polled said they already have. Nearly a third of Americans admit they sometimes answer a phone call even when their phone tells them it's a potential scam. All right, so I do not, obviously, if my phone says it's a potential scam, it's absolutely positively not. But I did get an email. See, this is one of the things. I told you about Tab's dad. and he clicked on an email that he got, and it told him to fill out this you know, form. It told him to enter. It prompted him to enter his username and password for his email account, and obviously, then what happens? Well, somebody is now pretending to be you, or it's not a somebody. It's bots at this point. But somebody is pretending to be you now, emailing all this crap and getting other people to put their username and password, and then they're sending out bogus messages, and then so on and so on and so on. I almost fell for this. I had one of my clients. It was one of my clients. It was actually the lady that processes payments for one of my clients, and she sent this, or it came from her email, and there was an attachment that I was like, what is that? I have never seen that before. So I had the presence of mind to hit reply and say, hey, what is this attachment? I've never seen this before from you guys. Is this something new that you need me to fill out? She replied back about a day later. I did nothing. I let it sit there. She replied back about a day later, and she said, no, don't click on that. Sorry, I got scammed. I got hacked. So, I mean, that's... anybody can fall for it. Really, anybody can fall for it. So, that brings us to our top list, because we've got some advice for you. With Americans getting twice as many scam calls as the rest of the world. So we've got this. Next time you find yourself stuck on the phone with a scammer, we recommend trying anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Top things to say that will get a scammer to immediately hang up. All right, here we go. Number one. The voices in my head tell me to do things. Top things to say that will get a scammer to immediately hang up. Want me to burp the alphabet? Top things to say that it will immediately get a scammer to hang up. Want to hear my impression of everyone on The View screaming at each other? If I describe something, would you be able to tell me if it's either a prolapsed anus or a hemorrhoid? Top things to say that will get a scammer to immediately hang up. Let's only talk to each other in boops and beeps. I'll go first. Beep! Top things to say that will get a scammer to immediately hang up. Want to hear why my nickname in high school was Slappy? Anyway, it's The Mike Show. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Slappies. No, it's brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. A Tesla employee was attacked by a robot. So their sign that says number of days without a robot attack goes back to zero. A new Simpsons movie is in the works. It'll pick up where the last one left off. You wondering why you're in a movie theater paying to see the same stuff from The Simpsons? The Taliban has cut the internet in Afghanistan as part of a morality crackdown. This now prevents Afghans from accessing their favorite porn site, Ankle Hub. And a Minnesota man was shot in both legs during a wedding. Well, at least he got out of doing the chicken dance. This is not Headline News.
It is not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm really happy you could join us on this Wednesday edition, taking a look at tower cam position number four. I believe those are ducks. I think those are ducks flying over the river. Let's see if we can pan up. There goes one. I don't know if that was a duck, but I do know one of those was a duck. If you want to check out what I'm looking at, it's up on our Facebook Live video simulcast at the Mike Show VA. All right. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's probably better that way. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Voiceovers in movie trailers became rare in 2008 after the man who did more than 5,000 of them, Don LaFontaine, he passed away. He's the guy who's well known for the phrase, in a world. Number two, tetanus isn't caused by the rust on a rusty nail. The rust is just a perfect breeding ground for the bacteria that causes tetanus. Number three, Disney World is twice the size of Manhattan. The Disney parks in Florida cover 43 square miles, and Manhattan is 22 square miles. It also means Disney World is roughly the same size as San Francisco. Number four, the current water speed record is 318 miles per hour. An Australian guy set that record in his boat in 1978. Since then, the two official attempts to break it have resulted in people dying. Yeah. In fact, since 1930, people trying to set or break the record have a 54% fatality rate. And then number five, 30 years after his presidency was over, Herbert Hoover, oh yeah, I knew him well, Herbert Hoover had a book published. It was called Fishing for Fun, and to Wash Your Soul. For fun and to wash your soul. Okay, and those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show, Wednesday edition. Coming up, we got sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault, and that's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, how about we open it up? It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips, viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Let's see, where are we at? Where are we at? I'm sorry, I'm not queued up. I apologize. We did that one. Okay, let's go to viral videos. A woman got too hungry at a wedding. How hungry was she? But she got too hungry at a wedding, and she ordered a pizza to be delivered. Many think it was really rude for a formal occasion. Well, here's her side of the story.
Went to a friend's wedding, but it was a really long day. The wedding took place at 12. When it got to 8 p.m. with no food in sight, I was absolutely struggling. I was starting to get hangry, so me and my friend who I was with decided to order a pizza sneakily to the venue. When it arrived, I slipped outside to grab it, and I shared it with a couple of other people at the table who were also starving. Word got round, and now the bride is furious with me and said if I'd just been patient, food was arriving in the next 30 minutes. Uh-huh. She told me that I embarrassed her, but some others told me it was tacky and disrespectful.
Okay, so wait a minute. The wedding was early in the day, and it was still 8 o'clock at night, and they hadn't had food yet? Anything? Nothing? I don't know. Let's do this. Another viral video. Longtime announcer for Florida A&M, Joe Bullard, is under fire for what he said about the opposing team's plus-size dance team, the Honeybees. Here's what he said about the gals from Alabama State.
Congratulate them. They're now the new face of Ozempi.
Oh, God. No. Oh, no. Oh, wow. Yeah, the new face of Ozempi. Oh, my God. Anyway, let's see. Fortune magazine did a story on an emerging trend in the workplace, no shoes allowed.
I think I need a kidney transplant.
No, that does not work for me. That does not work.
What a delicious task that is. Yes.
No, it is not. No shoes? More companies are making employees leave their shoes at the door. It's supposed to create a more relaxing and collaborative work environment. Where in the hell?
Please, sir, put some shoes on.
Yeah, exactly. All right, skip that. Skip that. Those are for stupid criminals. We're going to skip that, too. And skip that. The freaking Ryan Seacrest. Anyway. Well, where was I? Oh, yeah. Last night's Wheel had its biggest winner in history. Christina Derevnichik. I can't pronounce that. Derevnichik. I still can't pronounce it. Anyway, she's from Stamford, Connecticut. Here she is quickly figuring out the winning clue and the moment that the Ryan Secretion opens the envelope to show that it's $1 million.
Living things? That is the category. Christina's staring at me. Good luck.
Pack of coyotes.
Christina, they're going to miss you at work. You just won $1 million.
You won $1 million. You're a millionaire.
So happy.
Oh my God.
All right. So, she's the fourth to win $1 million on the show. Her grand total for the night was $1,035,155. Congratulations to Christina. I can't pronounce your last name. Let's see. Are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. Let's go to a comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Paul Rodriguez talking about his dad.
I'm becoming my father, really. And if you knew him, that's not a pretty picture. You know, because if you look at your father, my father's great. My father's losing his hair. And I thought, you know, Latinos, we don't lose our hair. We lose our jobs. We lose our license. But not our hair. And my father, now I find myself looking every morning in the mirror, and I'm starting to get that peninsula happening here, you know? And my father's very self-conscious. He's like, you ain't looking for an old lady. You got my mom already, you know? So he went out there and he got himself a hairpiece. You know, I'm the youngest of 12 kids, so my father's always been very thrifty with his money. He ran out there and bought himself something that looks like roadkill. It's cheap. I mean, this hairpiece has a chin strap. I told my father. I said, hey, join the hair club. Now he's got hair growing out of his ears. And not soft hair. He's got like chia pets coming out of his ears.
All right. That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously and maybe with some care. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get really, really stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah!
Or have a Mike's Chicken Philly in the park?
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent? The one where you made fun of his new haircut?
How long have you been under there?
Shh, quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia.
They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't free clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. All right. A man suspected of committing multiple robberies in Colorado was found. How? Well, he was walking in the background while TV news crews were filming a segment about him. It happened this past Friday. One of the reporters, a man named Justin Adams, did a double take as he watched the guy walk across the street behind him. He later said he was just in a sense of disbelief when he saw the guy that he had just described. The suspect was 26-year-old Richard Applequist. He was wearing a hood and didn't seem bothered by the cameras, but the crew called 911 and he was in police custody within 10 minutes. I think we have sound on this. Here, listen.
Yo. Hey, put the camera on him. Yo. You see this person right here? Is this him? Would it be crazy if we actually found the guy right now? Because we saw a person who was literally fitting the description, who just walked out, walked by our camera.
All right. Yeah. He's still being questioned. There's no word on charges yet. And then there is this. A retired police officer in Florida was arrested after insulting workers at a McDonald's drive-thru and then fleeing from law enforcement. Here's Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd making a playful, lighthearted statement about it.
We expect more of people who used to work for us. I'm embarrassed for his family, but make no mistake, you act like a McNutt at McDonald's and you're McDrunk saying McUgly things to the girls and putting a child's life in danger, you're going to jail. McJail every McTie. Have a good day.
Anyway, all right, there is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Here, let's get some happy music going. Let's get rid of that. There we go. Let's see. We had a couple. We had two. Let me scroll. Scrolling. Here we go. This is interesting. A wildlife photographer named Sean Miller is in the news for helping out some crustaceans. He looks for hermit crabs using trash as their home, things like bottle caps and PVC pipes, and he offers them actual shells instead. Here's Sean talking about his mission.
In 2010, I found my first hermit crab climbing up a tree in the forest with a bottle cap, and that's all I could think about. Then I started exploring the coastal forest that night, and I started finding a bunch of hermit crabs adapting with plastic. So I offer hermit crabs available shells in trade of plastic that they're using. When I find a hermit crab that's adapting with plastic, I'll have some shells in my backpack, and I'll pull that out, and I'll put the shells around the actual hermit crab. It switches over into it.
Interesting. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change, too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going? When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local,
global, radio.
434.